A virtual summit and show of solidarity. The presidents of China and Russia, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, spoke for more than an hour on Wednesday, hailing their close ties.
The world has undergone unprecedented changes and a pandemic in the last century. Sino-Russian relations have withstood the test of various storms.
Deep historical traditions of friendship and mutual understanding have allowed us to take our relations to the next breakthrough level.
Trade between China and Russia exceeded $115 billion this year, a new high. The leaders pledged to increase cooperation on energy. Beijing already relies on Moscow for much of its minerals, oil and natural gas. Plans are underway for nuclear power stations. They're also coordinating on efforts to further space exploration and scientific innovation. Chinese analysts say the relationship is now stronger than it's ever been.
The two countries support each other in their core interests. For example, when it comes to China's core interests, those are territorial integrity and sovereignty, development and security.
The meeting comes as both nations face mounting criticism for their policies at home and abroad. Russia for a mass buildup of troops on its border with Ukraine, and China for increasing military activity near Taiwan, a self-ruled island Beijing claims as its own.
Common interests as well as common grievances have brought China and Russia closer together. Both face rising tensions with the US and its allies, as well as accusations of human rights abuses, and both have been actively supporting each other on the international stage.
Officials in Washington have underscored a growing military threat from both Russia and China. Putin and Xi say they'll work more closely when it comes to security. They have conducted several joint exercises this year. Moscow provides Beijing with advanced weaponry, including fighter jets and missile defense systems.
The U.S. is now completely focused on great power competition after they left Afghanistan. So there's a short window of opportunity, I think, that both Moscow and Beijing see before the U.S. military kind of gears up for this great power competition, and they are trying to exploit that.
The leaders are known to share a good personal bond. Several countries have declared diplomatic boycotts of Beijing's 2022 Winter Olympics, but Vladimir Putin has confirmed his attendance, the only major leader to do so far. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.